and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 83. I'm not gonna lie, I could use a little bit of coffee today, but nonetheless, I'm ready to jump on in and teach you a little bit about a mythical creature. So here we go. It's
lesson time.
Today's mythical creature lesson is the Loch Ness Monster. Dive into the depths with Nessie, the Scottish Loch Ness Monster. This mysterious lake creature represents delving into old emotions and facing truths you might avoid. Take a closer look at troublesome relationships and decisions. Don't rush. Wait until the water is clear and the path is right for you. So if you guys are seeing the Loch Ness Monster a lot, maybe just kind of take a minute to think about what's going on in your life and take a breath. And like this says, wait until the water's clear and the path is right before you just make your move. I don't know if this really applies to anybody right now, but if it does, hey, and in the future, now you'll know. So I hope you learned something, and we're going to go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from Moon Dreamcatcher 1. On Reddit.
I had my first encounter when I was just 9 years old. I've been a believer ever since. Never doubted it. Here is a list of all my encounters in my 30 years of living. 9 years old. It was early morning and I was sitting in front of the computer when I heard a noise to my left. It almost sounded like a heavy sigh. I turned in the direction of the sound, only to see my uncle, which was super weird considering he wasn't at our house. He winked at me, and in another blink, he was gone. It all happened so fast that I was sure I was seeing things. About 2 hours later, my mother, she didn't live with us, and my aunt showed up to let us know he had passed a few hours earlier. He had been battling stage 4 lung cancer. My dad and I spent a lot of time at my mama's, my grandmother on my mother's side, and my uncle lived with her, so we had gotten pretty close. I still believe to this day that was him telling me bye. 13 years old. Across from my house were some woods with a ton of four-wheeler paths that I would ride my bicycle on. I would typically only ride out there with another girl that lived in our neighborhood. But one day I decided to go by myself. I was about 20 minutes on the paths when a guy came out of nowhere and started yelling at me to leave. He was dressed in hunting clothes, so I assumed he was out hunting and was mad I was running off the deer. Yes, looking back, I know how incredibly stupid it was for me to be out there. However, after I turned around and started to pedal away, I looked behind me and he was gone. There was absolutely nowhere he could have gotten to already to be out of sight that quick. The following day, there was a news segment about a bear attack just a little further out than I was. I think someone, was warning me and keeping me safe. 15 years old. My friends and I made the incredibly stupid decision to play with a Ouija board. None of us took it seriously and spent the night asking tons of dumb questions, all of us accusing the other of moving the planchette. For the next few months, I would wake up and find all of the faucets running. I heard footsteps at all hours of the day, and would occasionally hear just the faintest whistling. One day, it just all stopped happening. I never gave any reactions to anything I heard, So maybe whatever it was got bored of me and moved on. 26 years old. At the time, I was volunteering as the secretary at a church. The building was old and large, and I always had an incredibly uneasy feeling being in there. Just kind of always felt like I was being watched. I heard footsteps on the floor above me multiple times. One day, I had gone in on a Saturday to redo the bulletin board, so I was there alone. I was in my office printing some papers off and talking to my sister on speakerphone when I heard loud voices coming from the hall, and my sister heard it also. She asked who it was, and I told her I would call her back, that someone must have just come in. I thought it was the pastor. I entered the hall to find no one. I went downstairs and to the door to see whose car was there and only saw my own. I ended up calling my sister back and had her talk to me while I was doing a sweep of the church to see who was there, and never found anyone. When I checked the sanctuary, I could hear heavy footsteps from the balcony, but saw no one. I did not stay to do the bulletin board. 30 years old. My oldest had a karaoke machine in his room. My husband and I were having a date night, so my oldest and youngest were staying with my mother-in-law. In the middle of the night, the karaoke machine turned on, just absolutely blaring music, and his bedroom light was on, and I know for a fact it was off. My husband unplugged the karaoke machine and turned off the light. I did not go back to sleep. It hadn't even been used in months. The following night, I was awoken to loud bangs downstairs. I woke up my husband because I had no idea how he slept through the bangs, but they had stopped and didn't happen again. That's all so far. Nothing too exciting, but enough for me to still believe. Let me know if you've experienced anything similar or have any questions. Okay, this has nothing to do with this story, but I was reading that story and I have my baby monitor on and my son is talking in his sleep, and it scared the absolute hell out of me while I was reading this story because I was already creeped out with this story because it is creepy. But yeah, that's the reality for me, is creepy shit happens while I read these stories. I even heard a bang upstairs too somewhere. It's just my son and I right now, and really took a lot for me to read the rest of that story because my heart is racing. But nonetheless, it made this story even scarier for me. And I mean, the first one, hello, that was definitely this person's uncle. It had to have been. I am so sorry that your uncle passed away, but like, that's crazy. That is wild. That is wild. And the freaking four-wheeler path, riding your bicycle and someone comes out to stop you, which, okay, here's where my morbid mind goes, is like, what if that guy that you saw was the one that was mauled by this bear? Like I said, it's pretty morbid. But I mean, it could have just been him, and, you know, bless him for being there, honestly. I also find it funny when people say that they think it's stupid to play with a Ouija board, because I just feel like a Ouija board has like such a negative connotation with it. It, to me, is just another way to communicate with spirits. You just need to do it correctly, as always. I don't think anything is really stupid. I just think you need to know how to do it correctly. And obviously at 15 years old, I don't think you're gonna know how to do it correctly. So, okay. All right, fine. Now that I'm talking about it, maybe it was kind of stupid. I'm gonna shut my mouth. I'm just gonna stick my foot right in my mouth. But I mean, it's just the fact that this person has had experiences all throughout their life, like just little trickles here and there, but they're like pretty significant in a way. But the church one, that one freaks me out. I mean, it would freak me out regardless of where it's at. Because when you're by yourself in a big building, no, and you're trying to figure out like who's there. I've definitely had things happen like that before where you need to like call your sister or your mom or your friend or whoever, and you need to just walk through real quick because you heard a noise or you heard people talking or something, that is scary. That really is scary. But then the karaoke machine going off too. It's just, there's just one thing after the other, but they're so spread out. But they're still like big things. I don't know. I find it interesting. It was a really good story. My son scared the shit out of me at the end. And I think I'm good now. So let's go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from bright-inevitable664 on Reddit.
About a year ago, I had my first paranormal experience. It wasn't exactly the first time I felt something, but it was the first time it was visual and I could hear things. First, I'd like to give some context to the story. I'm 22 years old, and my whole family has somewhat connected history with the supernatural. I've heard various stories from both my grandmother and my mother. Especially my mother, who told me stories about her dreams and how she would talk to deceased relatives or receive messages. Despite this family history, I was never very spiritual. Okay, I had a few moments where I felt things, but I concluded that it was just my fear taking over my mind and making me imagine things that don't exist. However, around June 2023, I had two experiences that changed my perspective on all of this. The first one, which may not even mean anything and could be just in my head, but after the second one, it made me think it might have been some kind of contact. I'm a university student, and I study at night, often finishing quite late, around 9:30 to 10 p.m. When I was coming back from class, going down the stairs as I usually do, listening to music, I heard a voice call my name twice. I took off my headphones immediately, and I thought it might be a classmate trying to tell me something I forgot or wanting to talk to me. At that moment, I went up the stairs, and when I reached the floor where my class was, I didn't see anyone there. I thought it was just my imagination, so I continued on my way home. A few days later, I was heading home again after class. Had just gotten off the subway and was on the station overpass when I saw a tall man in an overcoat pass by me. I remember observing the light that illuminated the overpass, blinking repeatedly at that moment. He walked past me, and out of curiosity, I looked back, and there was no one there. I tried to talk to my cousin about these two events, and he told me that our family has this spiritual side, suggesting that maybe I've reached the age where these things are surfacing in me. He told me he had similar experiences when he was my age. I don't know how much of this is true and how much is just nonsense, especially the part about my family. My cousin is a bit out there and uses a lot of weed and other drugs. He's not crazy, but he can get a bit carried away with what he says sometimes. What do you guys think? Was it some kind of real contact with the paranormal? Or just in my head? I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and say that if your family is really dead set on saying they see paranormal things, then I'm assuming that this was paranormal for you too. I don't know, like, about the age thing. To me, that like sounds like every TV show I've ever watched where, you know, you when you reach a certain age, that's, well, really it's like witch shows, but when you reach a certain age, that's when you become a witch, you know? So it's almost like if you reach a certain age, that's when you become in tune with the paranormal. Or I mean, maybe that's true. I don't know. Any psychics or mediums or whatever out there, I mean, let me know. I don't have the most research on that, but like if that is something that happens, that would be great to know. But yeah, I I think that's wild that this man illuminated. I mean, it would have had to have been, right? This man would have had to have illuminate this tunnel that this person was walking through. And I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think if it runs in the family, it's a possibility. But what do you guys think? And do you guys have a story like this? Let me know. If you have any paranormal story, let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.